morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Alyssa Long with a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news on this Wednesday, August 26th. Senator Ted Kennedy has died at the age of 77 in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. He had been fighting a malignant brain tumor, a diagnosis that was announced in May of 2008. President Obama says Kennedy's death marks the passing of an extraordinary leader, adding that he helped mold an America that is more just. Kennedy served as a U.S. senator for nearly 47 years. Another town hall meeting on health care turned into chaos last night. Opponents of the president's reform plan spent hours shouting down Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran and former DNC chairman Howard Dean.
Howard Dean is a baby killer. Howard Dean is a baby killer. Abortion is murder, and Howard Dean is a baby killer. Howard Dean.
Critics promising to disrupt the event. The Democratic National Committee provided signs for supporters. Moran spent much of his time dealing with rumors about the plan. The post office is offering $450 million for its employees to quit early. The buyout deals for up to 30,000 employees who agree to resign or retire this year. Now, the Postal Service says letter carriers are not eligible because mail service is actually growing. A teen accused of bringing pipe bombs, a chainsaw, and a sword to his high school is expected to be charged today. Police believe that the 17-year-old planned Monday's attack for months. The California police think that he was targeting faculty who he believed had wronged him. Two bombs went off, but there was no serious damage and no injuries. A retiree is waking up nearly $260 million richer this morning. The former South Carolina state employee turned in his winning ticket from last week's Powerball yesterday. He says the money's not going to change him, and he wouldn't share his plans for what he plans to do with the new money or whether he'll be collecting it in payments or a lump sum payout of $88 million after taxes. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.